vele ukudliwa kubuhlungu. Ngibona mina u President Trump wayejwayele ukuba yi-businessman, so isikhathi sonke even edliwa kumakhodi wayenqoba as a businessman in other areas. So lapha okutshiwo ngu-Attorney General uBill Barr ukuthi akula kuqibeleza okwakukhona, vele sasikwazi ukuthi kwakungela kuqila okwakukhona, ngoba wawusithi ungaqeda ukuvota bayakunika or they have a printed slip ekucineni. So lokho kwakushiwo ngu-President Trump ukuthi kulo kuqibelezwa okwakukade kukhona, hatshi we have now seen ukuthi that was just far from the truth.
Sesingabona eyamukela yini impumela uTrump evuma ukuthi hayi inganqotsha.
Lokho asisakudingi, ngoba into esikwaziyo in America kuhamba ngomthetho ukuthi mhlaka 20 January 2021 ngo-12:01 PM uJoe Biden uyabe sengena eWhite House. Ukuthi uPresident Trump ukuzaya nguphi, we don't know. Ukuthi uza kuyamukela lokho, hayi lokho akusela ndaba. Iqiniso seliphumile for all to see.
Vakhona abathi ulakho ukuncintisa njalo ngo-2024, ubona kungenzeka yini lokho?
Angiboni mina ephenduka ngo-2024, ngoba kulabanikazi abaRepublican Party abavele kade bengathandi lokho kade kuyenzwa ngu-President Trump. Yeah, he has brought out abantu abaningi for the vote eka 2020, but angiboni ngo-2024 bemvumeza futhi ukuthi aphenduke under the Republican banner ngama-agendas akhona amo-sided lama-racist and the nationalistic approach. I-Republican Party le-history yayo vele angiboni bekuvuma khonoko. Into engiyibonayo is yena uPresident Trump uza forme yakhe iparty mbena aphenduke, but at that point siyakwazi sonke ukuthi i-third party politics in America vele ayisebenzi. And futhi phezu kwakhonokho is ulama cases, state cases ammeleleyo about the Trump Foundation in New York, which are criminally being prosecuted. So sizabona ukuthi vele konke lokho kuza bekume kanjani ukuthi ngo-2024 engaphenduka yini, but anguboni.